He drives to the basket. 2 seconds. He's up. It's good. And the Knicks tie it up. We go into overtime.
All right. Here we go.
Jason, Chrissy and I are getting tired of waiting out in the car. He said the game would be over in 30 seconds.
Great news, honey. Knicks just tied it up. We're heading into overtime.
No, we're not. We're going to Chrissy's play school.
Honey, oh, yeah. Now relax. Not going to be any traffic out there.
Everybody who calls himself an American is at home watching this game.
Jason, what's more important here? The silly game or Chrissy's first day at school?
Did I mention it was overtime? I'm coming.
Good, you guys are still here.
Here, Chrissy, is my old animal pencil case with the elephant eraser and the zebra sharpener.
Aw, how so sweet of you, isn't it, honey?
Yeah, just putting on my coat.
You're wearing your coat.
Okay, then we have a couple more minutes.
Yeah, did you take me to my first day of preschool?
Yeah. Missed the seventh game of the World Series because of you.
What about me?
Missed the Reagan-Carter debate. That's why you've always been my favorite.
Look, Jason, if you don't want to go,
I'm coming. I've been waiting for Carol to stop babbling here so we can hit the road.
Well, Mom, Dad, I just think it's wonderful that you two are willing to start all over again with Chrissy at your age.
Just yesterday, there was a segment on Oprah, Old People with Kids.
Everybody ready for the toothbrush song? Everybody brush your teeth. Ready, this is it. Up and down, all around. Everybody spit.
Jason, they're so young.
Of course they're young, honey. They're two.
Not the kids, the parents.
Oh, they're not all that young.
Excuse me. Dr. and Mrs. Seaver, I'm Lori McNeil. Oh. I used to date Mike.
Oh, yeah, hi, Lori.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. What a beautiful baby.
Well, thank you. This is Kanan.
Hi, Kanan. Yeah, look at that. He's got dimples just like Mike.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Huh?
Yeah, his daddy has dimples like Mike's, too.
Oh, his daddy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
It's nice seeing you guys.
Seeing you.
Ooh, so that's what a stroke feels like.
Garner, welcome.
Oh, hi, Maggie and Jason Seaver, and this is Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy. I am so glad you're in our class.
Well, thanks.
You know, our young parents can certainly profit from your mature experience.
Mature? Well, we do plan to pass on so much of what we learned during World War II.
Really?
No. I think my wife was just making a little joke there.
You remind me of my mom. She's always making jokes that nobody gets. New friends over here that I want you to meet.
Maggie, come on, don't take it personally. She's just a kid. Maggie?
Jason, we're the oldest parents here.
Oh, we are not. Come on. Look, hey, there's a guy our age. Hello. Ooh, that looks like fun.
It sure is. Hang on, honey.
Your daughter sure is adorable.
Granddaughter. Yeah, my kid stuck Grandpa with babysitting duty again. But obviously, you two know how that goes.
It's 10:15, Jason. 10:15.
Maggie, easy. Come on. Ben's only 15 minutes late for his curfew.
I don't need this after the day we had.
What does the day we had have to do with Ben blowing curfew?
Everything. Jason, do you realize that we're going to be reaming kids for missing curfews for at least another 16 years? By then, I'll look like one of the Golden Girls.
Maggie, don't even joke about that.
I'm not. Jason, do you realize how old I'll be when we're going through this with Chrissy?
Yes, a year older than me. Oh, bad time for that one.
Hi, guys, I'm out of here. Don't wait up.
Wait. Are you going out now? Come on, it's after 10.
Come on, Ted. The party won't be going good till at least 1 or 2.
Mike.
Guys, lighten up. Weren't you two ever young?
Not that I can recall.
What'd I say?
Oh, just the worst possible thing at the worst possible time.
I didn't mean it.
You've got a gift. Get out, Mike. Honey, come on. I think you're overreacting to what... You know, sometimes I'm glad Ben is such a klutz, it makes him easier to catch.
No, let me. I'm in the mood to chew somebody out.
Better him than me.
Ben Seaver, freeze! You happen to know what time it is, young man?
My watch says 8:30. Good night.
It is 10:15, Ben.
Well, that's why the night seemed to drag on and on.
I said freeze, mister. And I want the truth.
Oh, Mom, Dad, I'm sorry. I didn't think you'd still be awake.
Oh, you think at our age it's tough to stay up past 10?
It always has been.
So you figured you'd just sneak in, nobody'd be the wiser, huh?
Isn't the important thing here that I'm home safe?
Who says you're safe?
Ben, don't you think your mom and I are going to get just a little tired of having this conversation over and over again?
Well, then imagine how I feel.
Oh, Ben, can the wise guy step? I'm in no mood.
Well, then maybe we should talk about this in the morning, when you're fresh.
I am plenty fresh. Now, Ben, this is getting old. You have got to learn to listen. Now, what do you have to say for yourself? And it better not be any back talk.
Well,
and don't tell me you're sorry.
But, Mom.
I'm waiting.
Maggie.
What?
Why don't you and I have a word in the kitchen?
Oh, Jason, I am busy here.
Maggie, the kitchen?
Why?
Because I don't want Ben to see us arguing.
Ben, if you move, or even think of moving before we get back, I'll do something incredible. What is it, Jason? What? I was on a roll out there. I mean, he's got to know that we can keep up with him, that we're one step ahead.
Oh, Maggie, come on. The kid was just 15 minutes late.
Oh, just 15 minutes late. Just 15 minutes late? Well, the next thing you know, he's 115 minutes late. And then he stays out all night. And then he falls into a group of hardened criminals, and the next thing you know, he's hiding out at the Vatican Embassy.
Oh, sweetheart.
Oh, well, you think I'm being irrational, don't you?
Well, I... Huh?
Don't you?
Huh? I have the right to remain silent.
Oh, I am being irrational.
Honey, you're tired.
Oh, you want to see tired? Wait till Chrissy's a teenager.
Oh, well, didn't you and I always say that we wanted to grow old together?
Yeah, you're only being rational because you're a year younger than me.
13 months. Come on. We got a couple good years left. Why don't you go take care of Chrissy while you still can?
Mommy, Chrissy. Mommy's coming.
Mom, Chrissy's crying.
Thank you, Carol.
Mom, you look tired.
Well, kids can take a lot out of you.
That's why I intend to have my children when I'm young.
Oh, it's okay, sweetheart. Mommy's here. Mommy's here. You want to rock a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a good girl. Just don't say I look good in this chair. Yeah. You're my little angel, aren't you, sweetheart? For everybody's sake, please stay that way. You probably haven't done the math, Chrissy, but by the time you're 18, I'm gonna be.
This is getting really old, young lady.
Tell me about it.
Chrissy Seaver, where have you been? We've been worried sick about you.
Mom, it's only 10:30.
You've been gone 3 days.
No wonder these clothes kind of smell.
Oh, young lady, you are in big
trouble, and I am in no mood to fool around.
You haven't been in years.
Jason, we are dealing with our daughter.
Right.
Don't you know we worry about you?
Mom, isn't the important thing that I'm home? Safe?
She has a point, Maggie.
Oh, the heck she does. Where have you been? Out. Doing what? With whom?
Mom, it's nobody's business what I do with my life or my body.
Oh, my God.
Look, I'm sorry I upset you. Here, I brought you back something.
Oh, my wallet. Thanks, Chrissy.
Dad, I think a well-respected psychiatrist like yourself should have much higher spending limits on his credit cards. You're letting me down.
I'm sorry, Chrissy. I'll make a call in the morning.
Oh, Jason. She's conning us again. Don't let her do it.
You're right. Chrissy, you're just going to have to make do with these credit cards the way they are.
Jason, she conned us again.
Mom, is it a con that I care about you? Is it a con that I love you? Because that's how I feel, even sometimes when I don't know how to say it.
Oh, Chrissy, it's just...
I know. You have your rules for my own good.
Exactly.
So that I can grow into a good person.
A happy person?
Yes. Well, it makes me unhappy when I have to follow your rule.
Oh, Jason, look, we've made her cry.
But now you're gonna ground me.
Oh, no, we aren't, are we, Jason?
No, sirree.
Somehow you're gonna punish me for coming in just a few days late.
Yes. And your punishment will be think about what you've done and why it is wrong.
Okay. Done. Well, now that that's settled, I'm gonna get something to eat. You guys are the best.
Oh, Jason. Jason, she's done it again.
She did what?
She conned us out of punishing her.
Oh, she's a smart one, isn't she? She cuts classes and gets straight A's.
Yeah, she's got Mike's soul and Carol's brain.
Hey, there's no food in here.
And Ben's appetite. Jason, we can't let her keep getting away with this behavior.
Oh. Think about what it's going to be like when we're old.
Jason, we are old. Being 13 months younger doesn't amount to a hill of beans now, does it, Mr. Soft Food Only?
I'm going to talk to that girl, Maggie.
Jason,
I know what you're going to say, that she won't listen to reason.
What?
But didn't my long-winded discussions make a difference with Mike and Carol? Ben?
No.
No. Well, there's always a first time, Maggie. What did Chrissy do again?
I'll come with you.
Not there. Have a seat. We have to talk. Why don't you call your mother?
Dad, what do you want to talk to me about?
I want to talk about...
About being gone for 3 days.
About being gone for 3 days.
Oh my God, we've become the Reagans. Well, I don't know what the big deal is. It's not like it's the first time I disappeared.
Exactly.
Dad, please. Is this going to be the responsibility lecture?
Well, I've been torn between that one and the one that goes, someday you'll thank me for this. I know your mother likes that. I could do either because I'm in a mood.
Just pick one!
Hey. Chrissy.
Oh, Jason, I hate this part. Just get to the point.
Chrissy. I can't start in the middle, baby!
Chrissy, you're worrying your mother and me to death with all this running around. I wanted to stop this minute, young lady. Go from there.
And in the future!
I want you to promise me that you will never repeat this behavior again. Do it for yourself, if not for your mother and me.
I promise.
Not you, her.
gotta get those brakes checked.
Mom, Dad, I want you to meet my fiance, Shiv.
Mrs. Seaver, Dr. Seaver.
Oh, Jason, did you hear that?
Yeah, Dr. Seaver. I like this boy.
Jason, fiance.
Fiance.
Yes, do something.
Sausage?
Chrissy, look, do you mean to tell me that you love this
off-road hobbyist?
Yes, Mom. I love him very much.
And Dr. and Mrs. Seaver, I'm an honest kind of guy. So I want to tell you, I don't really love your daughter. But with a body like that, I'm going to learn to. Come on, Chrissy, hop on. We're going to be late for the party.
Okay, I'm ready.
That's what I like about you.
Party.
The one in your living room.
Jason, let's go.
Dang, you're not invited.
Jason!
Hey, let's go, Maggie. Come on, maybe I'll try the old be yourself lecture, the one Mike never listened to.
Oh, no more lectures. I'm taking over, Jason. Jason, you've lost it. I saw this coming from the day we took Chrissy to play school and you wanted to watch that stupid basketball game.
Maggie always had such enthusiasm for my skills as a parent.
Yes, a long time ago. But frankly, Jason, and I'll just say it, I've been faking my enthusiasm for years. Jason, have you heard a word I've said?
Did the Knicks win that game, or is my memory faltering? Oh. Chip can really shake his booty.
Everyone shut up and listen now.
Whoa.
I am not going to lecture. I'm not going to psychobabble. I am just going to say that this is my home. And this is my daughter. And I'm not going to have this party continue in my house for one more minute. Now everybody out. Now. Not you, Jason.
Excuse me.
Yo, everybody, kind of attention, please. There's a much cooler party happening only three houses down with live music and live animals. Chrissy, don't you take another step.
Shit. You heard him, babe. Live animals.
You're doing?
Well, first of all, I am telling you to never, ever let me hear you use that language in front of our parents. Show respect.
But Mikey,
don't Mikey me, and you can turn off the phony tears. Chrissy, we are talking about responsibility here. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and someday you'll thank me for this.
I gave him that one.
Is this who you really are? A bratty, spoiled little pain in the rear? Chrissy, be yourself.
Gave him that one, too.
And these two people are the best darn parents in the world. But do you appreciate it? No. Let me share something with you. You know, it took me 15 years to figure out that everything they told me was right. And everything I thought was completely wrong. Now grow up. Go upstairs and get started on your homework.
Well, I get straight A's.
Is that the best you can do?
No. I'm sorry.
Mike, so you have been listening to us all these years?
Us? I didn't hear him quoting you there, Maggie.
Well, when I heard you two were in trouble, I left the office and got here as quick as I could.
Oh, Mike, I've been meaning to ask you, what is it that you actually do?
Well, I don't really know. I'm very successful.
Oh, Jason, our son is successful.
Mom, Dad. When my parents... parents need me, the Supreme Court can wait. Is everything all right?
Oh, everything's wonderful. Because of Mike?
I should have known. I left work early for nothing.
Man, what is it you do again?
I work for Mike. As Dad has said over and over, it doesn't really matter what we do because we're family. We rally together and we love you guys. Why else would we all still be living in this house?
Jason, this is like a dream come true.
Oh, if it's a dream, I don't want to wake up, Maggie.
What?
Wake up, Maggie. Wake up, Maggie. Wake up, Maggie.
Wake up, Maggie. Maggie, wake up. Wake up, Maggie.
Jason, you're so young.
Thank you.
Oh, and Chrissy's still a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm young, too?
It's Elizabeth.
Oh, Jason, we're going to be okay. We're good parents. We're not losing it. We get through to our kids. It doesn't always seem like it, but we do. Even your dumb lectures sink in. And, honey, it's okay if we get old. I mean, it's not, but when we do, we can count on our kids. And I love you, and I want to grow old with you.
Dumb lectures? Wait a minute. What are all those cars doing pulling into our driveway? Mike's got about 30 kids going up to his place, Maggie. I'm going to put a stop to
that. Oh, Jason, don't be too rough on him. We're going to need him to save the day after we've lost it. Uh-huh. Oh, and honey, one more thing. I have never, ever faked my enthusiasm for you.
It's a good thing for a guy to know.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Ben gets the inside track on how to cheat on his science test. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, Kevin swerves some difficult issues when buying a new sports car means betraying a friend.